Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
It's my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Thank you.
Miss Faith Evans.
telling you this thing, this word, my God. I was sitting here, as I tell you guys, I don't move into God. That's the way it is. That's just the way that he does me. I don't move to he move. And this morning, he got something in my spirit for me to share with you all this morning that I think will be a life-giving, life-sourcing for this morning. I truly believe that God will speak today into your physical man as well as your spiritual man on this morning. There is a shift in that. Thank God for it, and I hope that you feel it, because I truly feel a shift in the atmosphere. God is doing something mighty in this hour that we're in now. If you guys don't mind this morning, just bend your heart for a couple of moments as we begin to talk to the Lord on this morning, so we can get this started, so we can get into this great word that he has shared with us on this morning. Just bend your heart for a gracious and eternal Father. We thank you for this opportunity to come and want to use your people. Father, we pray today, God, that you could use us as a great offering as we pour ourselves out onto this altar. Father, our prayer this morning, God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundant. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, that there is a tremendous shift in the atmosphere. God, wherever they may find themselves in on this morning, God, I offer. God, that you look forward right now in today. God, give them to know and understand, God, that no matter where they may find themselves in on this morning, God, their answer has arrived. God, the situation is now true. God, the God of God and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords now is now in the room, and he has been given this opportunity to us to get into the place where we're going to skip in and out. Father, we pray, God, that if the word goes on, God, and be as light, God. Be as, God, be as water to a thirsty desert. God, be as food to a hungry man. God, be as strength, God, to one that is weak. God, be wisdom to the one that is in a place of ignorance, oh God. God, be understanding in a place and knowledge in the place of the most. Knowledge and understanding. God, we pray that your word will shift the very atmosphere where they stand, God. God, because we know that I'm doing things, my God. Work together for the good of you who love the Lord, and what are called according to your purpose. So this morning, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God God bless you. We greet you. We're grateful for Jesus going on this morning. We know that we serve a great God and a great God. We pray, man, it's this morning. You will find and not just one of us, not but it all. Your Father is most likely heard hearing before. Please, our private meaning, even by myself, I preach this, but God has given me a direction. Matthew, chapter number 8, starting early. It's Matthew 8:26. But we're going to focus, we're going to focus our attention on what we're doing. Because we have to skip from one chapter to another, we're going to just do this editor before of that chapter. Y'all bear with me.
And God got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown."
King David burden. And behold, there are rolled great timbers in the sea. And so much that he was overcome with the waves, but he was asleep. That's it. I want you to go back. Read. 35. We're just going to be verse 36. We're going to be verse 36.
Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious fall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped.
And there was a roll, and the waves came into the ship, so that it was now. Tell y'all,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And they failed, fell asleep. A squall came on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger.
Now watch this. And there came down storm and wind on the lake, and they were still. And were in jeopardy. Now, what I want to do this morning, now that we got the word into your sharing, what I want to do this morning is I want to show you the reason for me reading all of these passages from all of the different. If you were listening to how the word was raised, each one of these words, each one of these accounts, if you would, from each one of these men of God that was on the ship. They talked about the storm, but each one of them gave them their different account about the storm. Okay. Now, with that being said, I want to put into your mindset this morning, your storm develops your relationship. Your storm develops your relationship, or we'll say the things that make up about your storm develops your relationship. In this reading of these two different passages of all three of these different gospels, according to Matthew, Mark, and John, they all gave their account. And in these accounts, you can tell the type of relationship that they had with Jesus. Come on, let me help you real quick. It went to the place where all the things that were going on inside of the ship, among the situations and circumstances that was being invoked and placed into this situation. God, Jesus was asleep on the ship. Now, a lot of people count Jesus was asleep on the ship. He was asleep. If you read Matthew, account of it, he talks as if he was when he said he was asleep, he was asleep. Like he was saying, like, I can't believe this man is asleep. And all the things is going on. If you read Mark's account, it's like, well, hold on, we go to the other side, so we have people in my mind. He said, well, he just gonna take us again. But then all of a sudden, when all the emotions took off, why did he just get up and start moving around? Because the storm man overtook us all of a sudden. And he said, one person might look at the situation and say, well, preacher, I'm with these men, I'm with these men. My mindset would be the exact same thing. How is it that you can be the son of God and you speak in a situation that needs your attention? But see, this is the thing that we have to realize. A storm comes to develop your relationship. It's the two or three people that we're going to act like this, church, and tell your storm develops your relationship. Your storm is designed to develop your relationship. Your storm is designed to develop your relationship. God is designed. Because if you never go through anything, you come on here. You will never know the importance of being brought out of anything. I'm going to say it in Jesus' name. If you never go through anything, you'll never know how important it is or what it feels like to be brought out of anything. Because you never experienced anything. If you never experienced anything, how is it that you can develop a relationship soul. And help the majority of the things of this world have. What Jesus, how these disciples used to be proficient.
Come on here. Come on here.
Oh, God, you don't mess up. God, you're not. And being a fisherman, you yourself have been doing some very big stories. I don't know if y'all have watched that stupid channel and not wrong to be catching all along. And if you ain't ever seen some of these things that you see that they came apart from the ocean, all along some of these ways, I'd be like, hey, man, look, we got some real problems going on right now. I don't know if you ever watched the show, but I was watching it, and I was watching this man, and he was on the hand of the ship, and he was looking all some guy on the rope or something, and all of a sudden the waves came, and he looked up, and the waves were falling in the ship. And I'm giving it to him like, Jesus, he gone, he gone, he is gone, he is out there. He was pulling on the boat, and then all of a sudden the waves hit the ship, and took and when he went across, God, Tommy was still on the head, calling on him. Can I tell you something? God,
the growth of a storm and develop my relationship.
storm intensified. I said, they're afraid. And that's a word. The more afraid these brothers do. Again, men that have been on this boat on more than one occasion, because this is, watch this here, get a lot of
grew up on them boats.
Grew up on boats. My dad and daddy.
Whatever your God is, you need to call
us to be thrown in the dangerous place. Now, the crazy part about this is the storm stopped. But Jonah realized that he messed up. But he was too far gone from where he was. So God had to prepare for him a fish. You know that old saying, out of the frying pan into the fire? God heard that term before. Out of frying pan, right on into the fire. Jonah went from bad to worse. He went from a very peculiar situation to, oh my God,
that'll work.
He went from, thinking if I stay here, I could ride the ride to say, God, think if I don't jump over here, I'm going to die. Okay. So, God prepared Jonah, the Bible says, a big fish. One translation says, a whale. We just don't go with. He prepared the belly of hell for him. Because Jonah's being healed. He said, "Well, I am in torment, I am in the belly of hell." Now, I think I broke this out before. You know, when I began to talk about how every animal that eats anything, I don't care what sort, you have what they call lactic acid. It's like the acid is trying to break down. It's trying to break down with that comes into your belly. So when you get lactic acid in your stomach, what it does is it takes all of the stuff that's inside your stomach so it can go out to your digestive system so it can swim in through the form of solid or liquid waste. Now, watch. Jonah is in the best of this whale or fish, and he is not consumed by what he is. Now, most of you all would not really get excited about this because what's the deal? It's really not to the point to where you understand completely where Jonah was. Not only was Jonah in complete darkness, not only was Jonah in complete torment, Jonah was in a dangerous place. To where at any time, at any moment, that black and acid could have pulled him up and caused him to be digested out of his whale or his fish. Now, watch what happens. Jonah is inside of the fish. Not only did Jonah realize that he was thrown to the side of the boat, he did not come to the full reality of what his situation was until he got into a long-term state. Sometimes God will allow us to go completely into the storm in order for us to understand that watch this thing and anything is big enough because we don't really get the full totality of what we're going through until we come out on the other end. We don't really get the understanding of what God is really doing until we get on to the other end because God will have to let us go through the whole process. And prevail. You have to understand, in order for you to get to prevail, you have to go through the process. And sometimes the process hurts worse than the Washington, than whatever it is that you're going to get to on the other side. It hurts going through this process. If a process did not hurt, watch this. You're the process for things like that. Because the process told you to see the result. The process causes cuts and the strength and the strong and the way to what they're talking about and the living no thing through the mud and you come to the reality that I had to go through this in order for me to get here. And all of your mental capacity, your thinking processes, what you thought that you needed to do to go through to get to this place, what you thought that you were behind this. So your story is designed to make you realize belly of the soul. When he repented, Solomon, ladies and gentlemen, had to go into a place of repentance. Bless y'all. Go into a place of repentance for our restore to end. Why do you think you're still in the storm that you were in 2 years ago? You still mess up for 27. You still mess up for 2019. Y'all go into the front door. Some of y'all are dealing with some of that high school y'all cowards.
Where these people sit back and they cause all these people to be mesmerized.
allowing people to have power over how long we stay in our storm. Do not allow someone to make you stay in longer than what you have to be because of the power of subjection. I'm going to tell you what that word subjection means. It just basically means control.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make you stay, or if I can come on, if I can make you, watch this, if I can make you get to the point to where you are operating in your own destruction of yourself. That's the good word right there. It's you then. The own destruction of yourself. If I can make you operate in a place where you are carrying your own destruction with a self-suicide simply because the more I feed you, the worse you get. But the more I sit back and I tell you that you ain't worth nothing. The more I sit back and I tell you that you ain't gonna never make it. The more I sit back and tell you that you're gonna have no power. The more I sit back and tell you that you ain't got no strength. The more I tell you that your relationship with God over there, the relationship with God is a relationship with yourself. The more I sit back. And I can cause you to see that, watch this here, that this storm that you in, you belong here. I got all the power in the world. It's not until we understand that the control of what we go through in our storm is completely and totally up to us. How long you stay in this? Come on, free. How long you stay in this storm? Is completely and totally on you. Can I preach you to your heavenly place? Push you to your perfect God and to your destiny? Watch this. It's not until you realize, okay, God, I got to go through this, and when I go through this, I can get to the other side. The more you begin to understand that, the better your relationship with God. See, because in the storm, you take what the storm is able to do. The storm is the storm is designed to develop for communication skills with God. It's designed to make you develop a relationship with God, your conversation, your talking ability, your trust ability. Let the Bible be like now, this is the self-living hope and the evidence of being not. How do you get to the unseen thing? You get to the unseen thing when your relationship, your faith is elevated by watching, by having a relationship with God. Faith is better without connection to God. You can have faith. I want to always be a willing vessel. I want to be a sick offering, poured out on your altar. Not my altar, not your altar that I say. I want you to create an altar for me. Every time I go into your presence, I want to create, I want to be to create the altar. Because I create an altar, it may not be the type of altar you want. Make me an altar. That way, when I come to your altar and I pour myself out onto your altar, that I'm pouring myself into, number one, is the right person. Number two, to the right person. And number three, for the right person. See, this is what storm will do for you. Storm will cause you to understand that the relationship with God is more intensified when you understand that Christ said, I have to deal of me and not of my issue. See, we'll give in the struggle. And we'll miss it. We'll miss it. We'll miss it. Watch this. I'm going to share that last story with you. The movie called Cook. Adam saying to me, get his hands on this remote control. And with this remote control, he does. He can do whatever he wants. And that's why. Turn people to speak and say, pray. Pause it. He gets fast forward to what he wants to do, violent force. Everyone uses the remote. And so, the remote, he was in the office talking to his boss. And he puts his boss on the top. And when he puts his boss on the top, he stops that they will come because he's trying to get him to do a job. I need some time off. Get him to do this job. Look, I need time off. So he said, he just said, I need to do something. And then he unfolded what I said was talking to him. And he was like, wow, I got such a little. Because he's hit the man so hard. I told you that story to tell you this. Don't ever let nobody have a remote. To your mind. Don't ever let nobody have a control to you that you miss what you need. Because if they continue to bring yourself into your presence, if they continue to bring what you've done back in your day, I talk about it. Remember that? Remember when I gave you the rent? Yes. trying to pull the point to for Jim's reaction was one that rich cats out to the rich two promises. Because you were God and ready at any point, any time, any place, any crisis, Jesus knew very well, not even being connected to the situation, could have just said, no, by himself. He did it before he walked from him. But he said, let's move. He went in to fall asleep and show something. Then when he get up and he took the way into the range, he said something that people think that this was God being very facetious and being very, very angry, very mean. He said, oh, perverse generation, how long must I suffer? You saw, you must think that he was saying something the right word for mean for people, but in the actuality, he was showing them before. In the book of Matthew, as they made it to the other side, they came to the shore, and when they came to the shore, there was a man that was filled with men. He was trying to show them, if you can survive this, when you get over here to this other side, with this other stuff that's going on, watch the tip. You can do anything. You can speak. If you're going to be able to ride this storm out, you can speak to him and say, God, this is the one thing you need to realize. Jesus always, always had a teachable moment. While we were born dark, Jesus always had a teachable moment. Always had a teachable moment, but we missed. The storm was a teachable moment as you can survive that storm. Because he showed you, I'm going to show you just the type of power that you have. He said he spoke to the wind, so the wind. Then he spoke to the waves, it's a wave show. So and then when they saw it, they said, what is this? He speaks to the winds and the waves in English. Our mentality, people of God, is that we have to buy a house to work and learn how to allow God to be God in everything. And when you know you need to speak to the phone, buy this phone. And let's get to the right. So when we got to the right, have you ever been through something? You'd be like, man, this ain't doing this. That's the last thing I've been through. I was sitting on my street, man. I was laying there, they were talking about my cousin, everything on me, cut me over. And those of you all that might be a part of it, please make sure click the message there. person. In our house, international, we appreciate you so much. We love you, love you, love you, love you. Thank you guys so much for being in the light, soul, into the our house today. Please feel free to sow into the our house. In Dallas, the our house. That's again, Dallas, the our house. International facial praise in there as the chief's and as the love you so much. We thank you again. Bless you. We look forward to you guys doing this prayer. And again, amen. God bless you, grace, and peace. Don't be the life of our prayer. You'll find yourself in great